Thank you for joining us as we discover together how to empower our hearts for extraordinary living. I'm Jackie Woods, here with my son and co-host Russell Woods, bringing you Heart Matters Radio, streaming to you live from the JackieWoods.org website. Each week at 3 Eastern Time, we take this inward journey to explore the heart energies that make up our internal essence. Listening to your heart speak daily allows you to align your thinking, your feeling, and your doing with your spirit. It is by letting your heart matter that you will be able to live from the inside out. Each week we talk about one of these internal essence qualities that we call heart qualities, and the one for this week is oneness. And if you signed up on the JackieWoods.org website for this to be sent to you, you got it on Saturday. And along with knowing what we're going to talk about, you get to meditate and join with us. And we have a little saying that goes with each one that starts you thinking about the energy. This one says, oneness is the joining of all that is with all that was and all that will be. It's a powerful energy. It's where we're all trying to arrive at that place of oneness. And I'm very excited about talking about it today. I really am. When we meditate, by the way, we talk about heart pictures and heart understanding. That's the right brain, left brain. If you get one or the other, fine. If you get a right brain picture, you do need to bring it into understanding, but some people just get the understanding of an energy. But we talk about both. We're trying to bring the male, female together into this. So when I was thinking about this, I started thinking about the very first book that you wrote, Russell, because I was too terrified to write a book. I have written since then, and writing's fun for me now, but it was terrifying in the beginning when I was told to write a book. So you agreed to write it for me about the material I'd been teaching. It's called Spiritual Energy Cycles. And if you have not gotten this book, it's a must. It's not just a maybe, it's a must. Because it talks about the cycle of giving and receiving. And today I will talk about how that goes through each of the body, mind, spirit, and emotions, and then forms a growth and manifestation cycle. So you have the giving and receiving, the growth and manifestation cycles. And my picture today when I meditated was the infinity circle.
Mm, that's good.
Mm-hmm. So it's this, you know, this oneness that covers all that ever has been, all that ever will be, but we have to break it down for us to make it workable in the beginning, in the giving and receiving cycle through each of the chakras until finally you reach the growth part, you have finished the growth part of an energy, and it becomes a manifestation and cycles back down. So that infinity circle really fit so well with my understanding of oneness. What did you get, Russell?
Well, my picture was very similar. It was not the mathematical symbol, but the way you describe it, very much what I got to. The picture that came to me in my meditation was of a sunrise, in that, you know, when I took it into my left brain to get the understanding of it, what came was that we all live different lives, but each of us is touched by that sun every day. We all share that same 24-hour window of sunshine that travels across the planet. So at some point in the cycle, it's going to hit everybody for 24 hours, and they'll live an entirely unique and different life from everybody else during that time, but we'll all be sharing that same window of daylight as we have since man first showed up on this planet, and as we will until the planet disappears, that it links that past and the future, and everybody that is drawing breath on the planet today, we are all touched by that same sunshine. We all are one in that daylight period. Mm-hmm. Not that we're the same, but that we're all connected.
One, and then that cycle of morning and evening, sunrise, sunset. Mm-hmm. Yes. And when I was thinking about this, what it brought to mind for me was how the energy of community has gone through this cycle of giving and receiving until it became a growth and manifestation. Way back when, I was told by my inner guidance that I needed to start a healing community.
Mm-hmm.
I build a healing center and have a community that was supportive of healing and health, healing their inner wounds, bringing health to the planet, health to their lives, health to the consciousness. And so I asked people that were my students at that time if they were interested. Well, the ones that came forward mostly at that time were interested because it was, you know, the big scare of earth changes.
Mm-hmm.
They were interested in finding a safe place to live. Now, while there's nothing wrong with that, that wasn't the intent of the community I wanted. So I kind of just let that die out and got some new students. And then I asked again. And but before I did that, that was part of the story. But to build that energy, I had to go through the giving and receiving cycle. And so I realized that if I wasn't drawing to me people that were really interested in doing the full cycle of the healing community, that I was needing to empower more.
Mm-hmm.
So I started, and with the first giving and receiving being in the physical, and I started participating in Meals on Wheels,
mm-hmm.
taking food to people who were shut in. And that was a piece of going into the bigger community in a way I could support the energy of community expressing through me. And when I felt that the physical was really strong in that, I then started baking pies for my neighbors for, you know, when they were sick, for birthdays, for Christmas. And for me, that was an emotional thing, you know, that interaction of appreciation for my neighbors. And then I thought, okay, I've done the giving and receiving cycle in the physical and the emotional. I need to build it all the way up to the mental. So at that point, I started participating in literacy action, teaching people to read that didn't know how. And so as I grew that energy in each of my bodies, each of my chakras, then eventually the spiritual part, I was drawing in a whole group of students who were really interested in being part of a healing community.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I put the word out this time, I drew in a whole different group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And they were ready to begin to define, well, what do we need to build a community around healing? Well, we need a building. You know, what do we need? Well, the first thing we defined we needed was to meet together and deal with our fears, which then took it down back down to the emotional. Mm-hmm. And we were all sharing that and beginning to manifest a clearer piece of community as we cleared out our fears. And then it was time to get the land and come up here and build a healing center. And all of my students participated in that building. So, you know, that cycle of growth and manifestation, I grew up the energy until it was powerful enough to draw in a community that was around this definition. And then we together began to manifest it and have continued to do so for 14 years.
Right.
And so there, the giving and receiving cycle that I did up the chakra system then created a growth that allowed for manifestation back down. And those cycles continued. So that's what the book, Spiritual Energy Cycles, is about. And even if you know all of this, it helps to read it again.
Mm-hmm.
You did a great job with it, Russell.
Yeah, you know, we always try and recommend some of our literature or our audio recordings to help people around each topic. And the one that came to me, surprisingly enough, was the second book that you did after that book called Journey to Ultimate Spirituality. That one speaks directly to oneness, at least to me, because it's all about, it's a workbook. So you have to work the process as you go through the book.
After you've read the basics, then it's time to do your work. Yeah.
And to me, that perfectly sums up oneness in that, you know, third dimensionally, we used to think of perfecting ourselves, looking at all our problems, all our hang-ups, every wound that we've had from the past, and clearing them out and becoming perfect and enlightened. But fourth dimensionally, when we think, well, no, the objective is not to become individually perfect, it's to join together in oneness. Well, you know, if there's no perfection anymore, if you're not gradually ticking things off your list until you're done, well, then there's no end to it anymore. It's just a journey. It's just constantly working the process.
Uh-huh.
And so that second book really called to me around oneness.
Yes, and that's true. It is a journey. I just wrote an article. It won't come out on the website until January of next year, because I'm that caught up. I write these as they come to me. But I just wrote about the spiritual journey and how it is a journey. And when we finally reach that place of oneness, we don't know what the journey looks like then.
Right.
We really don't know. You know, I was thinking also in my whole thinking of giving and receiving, the Abundance CD is, if you want it on CD form, is simply a healthy giving and receiving cycle. That's what abundance is.
Yeah.
Which starts with that first step of giving and receiving. Then if you want to get the growth cycle, you do the facing inward workshop. And if you want the manifestation cycle, it's the facing outward. If you want the basics, you read spiritual energy cycles. And if you want to actually do the work, you read Journey to Ultimate Spirituality. We try to provide growth resources because every day you should be listening to or reading something to feed your spirit. You wouldn't think of missing a day and not feeding your body. Uh-huh. Your physical body, you wouldn't even dream of not eating one day unless you're on a fast, and then you would drink something. But you wouldn't think of not nourishing your physical body, but we forget to nourish our soul every day. And these growth resources serve that purpose in a big way. I want to acknowledge one of our sponsors. You know, Christmas is coming up. We went to the mall today, and they already have their Christmas stuff up.
Oh, yeah.
It used to be after Thanksgiving, but they have it up.
Starts at Halloween now.
Yeah, it does. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. You know, if you do your shopping early, you don't get in that rush, and you really can enjoy the spirit of giving and receiving in a much bigger way than if you're all stressed out. And so, to keep yourself from being stressed out, because the malls will get very packed and the traffic will get worse, you can go online. And that's to bountifulbuys.com. And you can buy any gift you need there. I mean, yes, you can buy clothes, but you can buy books and you can buy gifts and all kinds of accessories. And it's a place where you can reduce consumption by exploring gently used items. Some are new, some are gently used. But you would not know they're not new.
Mm-hmm.
They're that incredible. And so it's a way to go easy on your wallet and easy on the planet, because it's a recycling. So go green and go online. Save yourself stress so you're giving and receiving during this giving and receiving season will be a relaxed one and a real one. BountifulBuys.com. We have an email from Diane in New York, New York. This morning, the image that came to me as I meditated on oneness seemed a little strange at first. It was as if I was disrobing, opening up a robe to step out of it. Then the rest of the meditation was mostly a feeling of energy infusing my body. I realized that the disrobing is the need for me to be open to the energies of others. To bare yourself to others. That's actually a very good picture. This was the most revealing consideration, that I tend to shut myself off from other people for fear that their negativity can harm me or anything about them that is not pure can contaminate me. The experience left me seeing that I can trust the energies and not worry about the habits that will take me to oneness. Not worry about the habits, because the energies will be what will take her to oneness.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a beautiful picture, actually. And that's where we get off. We get caught in other people's patterns that aren't very heartful, and or that may be heartful. We just don't like them. They don't fit our picture. And we tend to feel like that they're not pure enough to associate with, and even can get to the point, like she said, that where we feel that they contaminate our space.
Yeah. And that's a great point. We've made it in several different ways now, but oneness is not something that you achieve. It's something you join with. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to put yourself into that cycle of growth and manifestation, giving and receiving. You got to be part of it. You can't just sit back and stay in a little bubble and be pure and separate and meditate quietly and get to oneness. Oneness is about participating with the divine will as it filters through mm-hmm. all our lives with all our patterns and all the things that we have to learn.
And we've talked many, many times on our shows about the fact that, yes, it's wonderful when people resonate with us from their heart, and our heart join all the way down to our physical task that we're doing, that, you know, we share a common picture in our minds and we feel the same way about a cause. That's great. And that's a resonance, and that's wonderful. And we want to have those in our lives. They're very supportive. However, the heart is always creating perfectly. So everyone that comes in, even if their patterns don't match your picture, or if they're not what you consider pure, their heart is still there,
uh-huh.
and those we consider contributions.
Yeah.
This is from Teresa in Asheville. Thank you, Teresa. I saw a night sky full of stars in my meditation this morning. As I looked up, I had the feeling that the entire universe was A-OK and that we were all connected. How can we, as a humanity, get back to our original state of oneness? You want to start with that, Russell?
I had a massage session recently with this woman that I had encountered a couple of times before. She's been around the campus here. But this was the first time I had ever done a massage session with her. And she's wonderful, sweet woman, very sensitive, feels everything, feels the pain of the planet. You know, we've done some unspeakable things to our air and our water, and she feels a lot of the pain of that. And she was just full of frustration and guilt because she was in that place of, you know, one person can't change anything, but I ought to have tried harder. You know, I ought to be out picketing and protesting and chaining myself to a bulldozer right now to keep the planet from being dishonored one more time. But of course, you know, she's very shy, very gentle person, hates confrontation. And so, of course, she would always chicken out or back down from things like that, and then hated herself more for doing that. And I worked with her and I said, look, we get to oneness by each of us making our gift available to the whole, not by becoming perfect and having superhuman powers and then fixing everything by ourselves, but by donating our gift to the whole. And if your gift is that you're incredibly sensitive, then start feeling that pain and moving through it and replacing it with the excitement of a better future. Because none of us can change the planet until we all get excited about a better future. And if each of us is stuck in our frustration and pain, and none of us moves to the excitement of a better future, it won't happen. The hopelessness and the pain, they have to be moved out and replaced with that excitement. And it's got to start somewhere. What if you donated your emotional body and said, I will feel that pain and move through it and get to the excitement of a better future? If nobody does it, then we as a whole haven't done it. But if somebody donates their part of the process and says, I'm doing this for the whole, then they're on mission. They're participating in that oneness. And she perked right up and said, well, I can do that. I said, yes, you can. See, that's your gift. That's all you have to do is bring your gift, not the ones that you don't have that you think you should have, but the gift that you have right now, make that available for the good of the whole, and then you're participating in oneness.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. You know, like my story was about growing the energy of community, mm-hmm. and we have a wonderful community here. It's grown, it's manifested in a wonderful way, but I have to be careful at that point that I don't start saying, well, yeah, but, you know, that community in Italy has 500 people.
Right. Wouldn't that be better?
That would be better. We don't have 500 people.
Right.
You know, instead of really loving what your heart has created for you.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of seeing, oh, well, we are part of the 500 in Italy.
Right.
We are one with them. If we're totally celebrating the energy of community here, then we're part of their energy there, even though they're many, many miles away uh-huh. and across the ocean. Because we're all about community.
Yeah.
This one is from Julie in Lake Lure. We have some regular people, and I am so grateful. We would not have a show without the regular ones. Now, we have a tremendous listenership, but they're not participating with us
mm-hmm.
in that they're not necessarily participating on the Facebook or they're not participating with us on the show. So we encourage you to do that. She says, I couldn't get a vision of oneness this morning. Instead, I had a feeling. I felt the connection with all who were meditating at that time. When I feel this, I am me joining with others, and together we are powerful. So that was that feeling part that you talked about that mm-hmm. that Julie was feeling today.
Yeah.
But, you know, in my meditation, I became aware of the infinity circle, but I in my understanding of it, I felt it going all the way through my chakra system.
Yeah.
So, yes, we need the feeling, and if that's what you contribute to oneness, that's good, but if you want to be a part of the growth and manifestation on our planet, you need to participate physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually in growing. Do which part you can, but grow through each of those levels, yours, until you pull people to you or situations to you where you can manifest it in a bigger way than you are in the present.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're frustrated that you're not doing more, it's because you're not being more.
Mm-hmm.
So that oneness has to be that we have to integrate the oneness within ourselves in that energy, and then we begin to draw to us the integration of others, and we put that out into the consciousness.
Yeah, the first thing that came to me when I got the email this weekend about what our topic would be, is I had a story from childhood pop up for me. In 1973, I guess it was, the winter of 72-73, there was that huge ice storm across the southeast, and maybe up the east coast too. It was a big deal. Anybody that lived through it probably remembers it somewhat. I was, I don't know, 7 or 8, something like that, about third grade, and we were out of school for a week, and that was unheard of in Atlanta.
Huddled in our one little room that had a gas stove.
Gas stove, yeah. But I can remember the Georgia Power people coming around. No, it wasn't Georgia Power. It was Atlanta Water Company. It was some utility company that was coming around. And in everybody's front yard at that time, there was a little metal sort of like a manhole cover that you could lift up, and there was the water main to your house, and you could cut it off at the street. And they were going around, and they'd knock on people's doors, and if they didn't get an answer, they'd go cut off the water main. And, you know, we're kids. We're all out playing out in the front yard, slipping and sliding around, and we go up, hey, mister, what are you doing? And they said, well, it's going to warm up tonight. And then it's going to warm up today, and then it's going to refreeze tonight. And anybody who fled town to go be with their relatives or whatever and left some sprinkler system or something on, then that water's going to flood the pipes, and then it's going to refreeze tonight, and the pipes will burst, and this whole neighborhood will be without water. So we're knocking on people's doors and telling them to shut off all their faucets and all their water, and if they're not home, we're going to shut it off for them at the street. And we're like, well, can we help? And he's like, yeah, go around and tell everybody what's happening, and that'll save us some time. And so we're, you know, 6-7 kids of us running up and down the street, knocking on everybody's doors. Hey, you got to shut off your water. You got to shut off your water. And in that moment, I realized that each household, what they did or didn't do, could affect the whole neighborhood. You know, we were all linked together. All those water pipes were linked together. And if somebody's water pipe bursted in the ground and nobody knew about it, then the water would drain away from the whole neighborhood, and we'd all be without water for a week or so after the freeze ended. And to get to participate in that, to go around and warn people that the guys were coming and they were going to shut off their water unless they met them at the front door and told them that everything was good, made me feel a part of the oneness. Mm-hmm. And that's when that idea of, you know, all you have to do is bring whatever you can do, your gift. Bring your gift, go participate, and feel that we're all connected and you are feeding that by bringing your gift. And I felt like, you know, one little kid, 8 years old, I feel like I'm part of the whole of Atlanta or the whole of the Southeast that made it through that ice storm that year because of my participation in that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And as we went along, if there was another little kid that was playing inside and we knocked on their door, they're like, oh, I can help too. And they'd come out, and soon there was like 12, 15 kids running up and down the street knocking on all the doors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we've it's interesting how your picture and mine are very different, really, but how they tie together, how that whole concept that I got of all right, you start inside and you build up until you have a powerful energy to manifest that then pulls in other people,
mm-hmm.
and you're seeing the going out more.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't matter. It's that bigger giving and receiving cycle. That once you get to the big growth piece and begin to manifest, you are in that exchange again. You go back into the giving and receiving.
Uh-huh.
It really never stops. You just give in community or give in synergy or oneness, then being the umbrella over all of the community and synergy pieces.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to acknowledge another sponsor. The If You Care company makes environmentally friendly household products such as coffee filters. In those filters, they use paper from forests that comply with the most rigorous environmental and social standards.
Mm-hmm.
They have aluminum foil. Their aluminum foil is 100% recycled. And the If You Care parchment papers and baking cups, which everybody's going to be using during this season, they're unbleached and totally chlorine-free. They have wax paper that is made with the soybean wax.
Mm-hmm.
So if you care about our planet as well as your health, please buy If You Care products. If You Care. This is emails from Bill in Orlando. Thank you, Bill. Can I experience oneness and still live alone in a regular neighborhood? I appreciate that you live in a community, but what about those of us not near a community? Should I seek out a community?
I would say that community is available to you wherever. I mean, if you're listening to this radio show, then you've at least taken a small step into joining with our community. And if you sign up for the newsletter at the JackieWoods.org sign up, we will send you the energy every week. You can meditate with us. You can hear about the latest CD releases that we put out. You can get on our mailing list, and we'll send you notices whenever we're going to start a set of new online classes. You can be part of a community in Orlando or wherever you are without saying, I've got to go physically find some people and that live near me and join with them. joining with oneness does involve, you know, connecting to other people. It's very hard to do oneness separate from everybody. But it doesn't have to be about, you know, I'm in an isolated environment. What do I do about that? Community can come in many different ways.
You know, here recently I've been teaching classes on everybody wants love. Uh-huh. But we have a way that we usually manipulate to get love instead of really resonate to get love. In other words, if I had just wanted to manipulate to get people to join a community, I probably could have done that, but it wouldn't have been very powerful in its manifestation.
Uh-huh.
Instead, I grew that within me, and then I drew to me the oneness of people that at that point could come and be part of community. Well, with any energy, and the one we're working on here at Ottawehee is love.
Mm-hmm.
You have to look to see, okay, what part of me wants this energy? And this example is love, but it could be any energy. I wanted community at that time. If it's love, then fine. Most people want love.
Uh-huh.
Look and see, do I need to grow it physically? Do I need to grow it emotionally, mentally? Not even trying to get to oneness yet. Just trying to see where you are manipulating an unreal in it inside you. Because when you get all the way through to your physical, emotional, and mental in alignment with your spiritual around the fact that love is important and it is an energy, it is, and your heart matters, then you will draw to you people.
Mm-hmm.
You will send out the energy. You will begin to be part of oneness with any energy, but it's not just growing it in an isolated way, like you said. It's growing it with the intent of sharing it.
Mm-hmm.
If we just grow it because we're wounded and we want to get through our wound, then that's singular. That isn't growing it for oneness. But if we grow it with the intent that I'm clearing out my wound so that I can be part of something bigger energetically in this world, that I want to contribute to the consciousness of the planet in a good way.
Uh-huh.
I want to change the energy of the planet in a good way by putting that energy out, then you're giving
right
to oneness for the good of the whole. And you will receive back that way. So you will begin to be in a community of people around whatever energies you've really worked hard to be in oneness around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's not just an act of going out and saying, okay, I'm going to be in oneness. It's right. Energy by energy that we do this.
Yeah, that's a good point. My first baby step of the hour here would be applicable to people everywhere, but mostly to people that within the sound of our voice here that are, you know, 100 miles or less from where we broadcast here in Columbus. Every Wednesday night we do a meditation to fill up the chalice for our etheric healers, Jackie and others, to gift the planet with, to do healing work on the etheric level all across the planet. It requires a lot of energy, requires that we all gift from our hearts some energy that we've been holding that day. And we have a guided meditation Wednesdays at 6 o'clock at the Healing Center here. And while it's mostly students that show up and help us do this work, we are open to other people coming and joining us and meditating with us. If you do live somewhere around here, South Carolina, Tennessee, whatever, and you're willing to make the drive, come some Wednesday night and join us in our mission. Get a taste of what oneness is like when we all bring our gifts and focus on that higher purpose.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. You know, once you have a oneness heart connection with someone, once you are one with them, they're always part of you.
Mm-hmm.
And that became a reality once again. It has so many times. Once again, this week, last week sometime, I had a student that I had in Atlanta that I just loved dearly, had a strong heart connection. I carry her in my heart all the time. It doesn't mean I think about her all the time, but she came to my thinking.
Uh-huh.
And so she didn't really go away. So I called her this week, and she told me that she had a family issue that they were taking to court, and she was really scared about it. And when she got scared, she always reached out for me. Well, obviously, I felt that. And mm-hmm. she said, she called on me, and I just sort of washed over her. Mm-hmm. She just felt me totally fill her. And that's that energy exchange of that oneness that we're all one. Mm-hmm. In our hearts, we're one and the same. What she was feeling and what she was needing, I was there. When I feel in need, others are there. It's nice to have that physical presence, but the physical presence does nothing if there's not the energetic.
Right.
And if you really become sensitive, you even feel the energetic without needing the physical.
Uh-huh.
It was a very powerful thing I knew I loved her that much, but it was that she's that connected with me too.
Uh-huh.
And it was just it was a taste of that oneness.
Right.
This is from Nikki in Atlanta, Georgia. Can you talk about how the fourth dimension relates to oneness? Also, can you advise us on all the conflicting messages we are getting about the year 2012? I wrote another article about that. You'll have to wait and read it on the website. I think that comes out in December of this year.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote about the year 2012. But let's talk about the fourth dimensional oneness. I feel that as a planet, we have been in an evolution for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've gone through matriarchy to patriarchy to trying to learn partnership to, you know, we're trying to move through these different parts of ourselves to empower them, to get to know them, to heal them, and then to bring them together. I mean, that's why we talk about the right brain and left brain in meditation, to try to bring that male-female part together. And as we begin to integrate within ourselves, we also, whatever is inside happens outside, we begin to integrate more outside. And it's been interesting to me with the financial crunch. One of my friends from Atlanta said that she lives in one of these great big huge homes there on her street, that people are beginning to have people, you know, rent out spaces in their house, and families are moving in together to save money because the taxes on those big houses are astronomical.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, people are beginning to have to reach out in community. But that wouldn't be happening if we weren't ready for it inside. And that means we've done the giving and receiving in all of our chakras till finally we are to a place in our growth that we're ready to manifest the oneness. And I'm excited about that.
Uh-huh.
We are ready for it. I see that it's going to be happening in a bigger and bigger way. But economically, we now realize that what affects one country affects us.
Uh-huh.
We're one in that sense. You know, what affects one part of our United States, when the weather hits, it affects another part of us. Well, look what happened in Louisiana and New Orleans, how that impacted everybody. We're beginning to see in the physical realm how we impact each other. I think you made a good point today of how if we change how we feel about a situation, that we are impacting energetically on the planet. I don't think we're quite to that big awareness yet, but you're preaching it, and I'm grateful. And then mentally, you know, I think people have been aware for a while how their thinking affects their life. We're beginning to realize now how our thinking affects the bigger picture. We're a little slower on the emotional part.
Yeah.
But we need to get that too, so that we realize, yes, body, emotions, and mind affect spirit.
Right.
And we're beginning to see how energetically we impact each other. And the more we see that, the more it will manifest in our lives and in our world. Do you want to add to that, Russell?
There's a Vietnamese Buddhist monk, has a monastery here in North Carolina somewhere. I love his writings. I read them all the time. And every time I see his name, I think, why can't I remember this guy's name? It's a three-part name, and I butcher it every time I try, so I'm not even going to try. But he has a great quote on the New Age, the fourth dimension, and he says that, and I've even seen T-shirts with this on it now, he says that we are here to awaken from the illusion of our separation.
Yeah, you got me a T-shirt that says that.
And to me, that's what the fourth dimension is. It's giving up the idea that you have to be personally better, that you're here to find all your flaws and correct them so that you become a Superman and therefore are enlightened. But instead, just saying, you know, whatever gift I have, it fits in with your gift and her gift and his gift, and we all come together and we're perfect as a whole, not as individuals. And the only thing stopping us from being that perfection collectively right now is that we still think of ourselves as having my problems and your problems, and we divide into those little separate individual spaces. And if we could awaken from that illusion, then that fourth dimensional oneness that we're working for would be here already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I love that saying. I love that shirt. It's getting too small. You'll have to get me through it.
Stop washing it.
I have to stop washing it. I washed it so much it shrunk. This is an email from Diane in Columbus, North Carolina. My image of oneness was a thick horizontal rainbow. I was aware that each molecule of that rainbow was a light filament that weaved together with all the other filaments. I've learned that rainbows are really circles, like Lifesavers candies. It's only when we stand on the ground that we see half of it. So when we see from the higher purpose, we see our whole connection, or the circle of infinity.
Mm-hmm.
How exciting.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
She was tied right into your picture there.
Yes, she was. She didn't say that. I added the circle of infinity.
Okay.
She said the Lifesavers. She saw Lifesavers.
Enough.
I saw the circle of infinity.
Close enough.
Same thing. Yeah. I really do believe that once we understand this oneness, like everybody's gift is important, this whole thing of manipulation and competition and all that kind of goes away. And if we could, you know, I work with our teenagers here. Excuse me. And, you know, when you get it, there, a lot of them are in middle school right now. Some are in high school. There's that cliquish thing, you know,
right.
You got to do what you got to do and all that
wear
stuff.
Wear the right kind of clothing with
yes.
the label on it.
And well, or the right colors, the right styles, the,
yeah.
you know, do the right thing. Right now, these little 13-year-old girls are not only shaving their legs, but shaving their arms. Is that sad? I mean, you know, it's like they're trying to be hairless. I haven't figured that one out. But they go through these different phases. And to them, that's oneness,
uh-huh.
doing the same thing. And even when we grow up and grow out of that and we no longer have to shave our arms and all that kind of stuff, well, you know, we still carry some of that, unfortunately, I think, that says we've got to be like. You know, I see people wearing fashions that absolutely look hideous on them just because it's in.
Right.
And we fall into the unconscious oneness rather than the spiritual conscious oneness of the higher mind. And to me, there's always that choice because both are out there.
Mm-hmm.
So to reach this oneness that we're talking about, you kind of got to outgrow that middle school mentality and quit choosing that unconscious oneness of the ego and go to the more conscious, higher spiritual wisdom that is the oneness of the one heart and the one mind.
Wow, that's very cool. Conscious versus unconscious oneness.
And
I had never,
a choice.
Never phrased it like that, but that's powerful.
Every single minute it's a choice because they're both out there pulling on us.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we think we grow out of that middle school stuff, but the truth is,
We just replace it with fancier forms.
Yeah, it just gets replaced.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's time for another sponsor. You know, if coming up in this season, you live around here and you have guests coming in and you want to give them a special Christmas gift, give them a night at our Ottawahee Wellness Retreat. It offers all the amenities of a bed and breakfast, plus you have access to a health food store, fitness room, peaceful walking trails, 10 alternative healers, a health food store, anything healthful you can think of, it's here. What better gift could you give someone? And even if they don't live here, they could take a trip here. Give it as a gift this year.
Mm-hmm.
Give them an overnight stay or a weekend stay at the Ottawahee Wellness Retreat. And all you have to do is click on ottawahee.com. You can find it. You will end up calling Terry.
Mm-hmm.
And she will set it up for you. Can you think of a better gift? Don't most of your friends have everything that you can think of? Don't they really have more than they need? Most people have three of everything.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that is about healing of their spirit, healing, resting of their mind and their body and their emotions, and bringing them renewal. What a gift. What a gift.
And there's a link to ottawahee.com on the Jackie Woods website. The very page you use to be listening to this radio show has a link on it that you can click over to ottawahee.com.
Yes. Yes. So give it as a gift this year. This is an email from Mike in Lake Lure. Thank you, Mike. I saw oneness as sunlight spreading over everything and warming us all. I really liked your comment about us all being joined no matter the size of the group. I am the kind that listens to your show and doesn't participate in much. I feel a part of the show. This is my part of oneness. Thank you. He heard what we said.
Yay!
Yay!
Thank you, Mike.
We got listened to. It's difficult sometimes to know whether you're being heard when you don't get response. So we really welcome your response, and we ask that you check out our Facebook. That's where you can respond and then have other people respond to you.
Uh-huh.
So put your responses on the Facebook. It really does help other people to get a part of your oneness. It's another way to share that oneness. One of the baby steps that I had suggested was to find some area, some heart energy that you wanted to grow.
Uh-huh.
And you wanted to make that bigger cycle in the growth and manifestation and start giving it until you start receiving it in the physical. Then move to the emotional and start giving it emotionally until you receive it there. Then start giving it mentally till you receive it there. And then you will know that you have a plumb line all the way down because you have made the complete cycle in the giving and receiving that allows you then the manifestation cycle from all that growth.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the giving and receiving, the growth and manifestation cycles being activated. So we encourage you to take a baby step of some kind. It doesn't have to be what we offer, but if you're really listening to the show and want to join in the oneness, then you need to incorporate it into your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because just listening and just mentally just includes one part of you. And even if you feel strongly about it, that includes two parts. You got to physically bring it into your life so that there's the plumb line all the way from the spiritual through the mental, emotional, and physical. And then you get to participate in the energetic oneness of us all. You can participate with each part, with each body, like feeling, like thinking, like doing. But when you get your whole being participating in oneness, then you're well on your way to that fourth dimensional where oneness is the theme.
Mm-hmm.
This is an email from Stephanie in Spartanburg, South Carolina. This morning I saw myself as floating by a large mountain and being one with it, even though I wasn't physically a part of it. It impacted me because I often think of oneness as letting go of who I am to join with another. I felt completely held by the universe. Who knew that through oneness I could experience real trust in the perfection of the universe? Thank you. Do you want to comment on that, Russell?
Yeah, on the Wednesday night meditations that we do that I mentioned earlier as my first baby step, we do a closing couple of minutes where we all imagine expanding our auras, our energy fields, to cover everything in the room. It's very powerful. And I thought as my second baby step, I might recommend to people that if they meditate in the morning with their husband or wife or family members, or if they get together and have dinner with their friends or family and they bless the food, and any sort of situation like that where they're already focused on their spiritual part, if they could just imagine while blessing the food or meditating that their energy field expanded to cover everybody in the room.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a good baby step to begin getting that feeling of not being an individual per se, but being a part of something bigger.
Yes, yes. And as I said, you can only really feel that expansion go very far if it's big in your life. Mm-hmm. If it's small, your aura is small around it. If it's big, your aura gets big around it. So the bigger your aura, the farther you can expand it.
Mm-hmm.
But what really helps in that expansion is that if, for instance, you meditated with us from 6:30 to 7 one morning, when we meditate every morning, you meditate and you meditated on the energy of the week with us, say, on Monday morning. And your aura went out as far as it would go. But just think, if everybody, because we have people in all countries, you know, Canada, Ireland, all kinds of countries that listen to this show. And if all of these people would expand your aura out as far as it would go around the energy of the day, and for some times it's going to be bigger than others,
right,
that can you imagine how much touching of energy would happen on the planet and how big that oneness would be? And you would become a part of that. So while your aura may be small around one energy, or it may be big around one energy, if it's connected, say if my energy is small and yours is big and we connect, we're both big.
Right.
Bigger. Yes. We have time for one more here. This is from Rue in Columbus, North Carolina. I live in one of the houses at Ottawahee. I just learned that a woman from a neighboring house in the community will be living with us for a week to help us all expand. This feels like a step towards oneness, a gift we received as a surprise. Thank you for helping us with this baby step. Thank you. What a wonderful, wonderful attitude.
That's a good.
Yes. Instead of saying, oh my gosh, somebody else, what is this going to mean to us?
Uh-huh.
It means, oh, an opportunity to expand your aura, just like I said, however big yours is and however big your other housemates are, you add one more and it gets bigger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If we see ourselves as energetic beings, in other words, if we let our hearts matter, we begin to live from the inside out. We begin to experience the oneness of who we all are as energetic beings that will begin to manifest externally in our world. That's how we make a difference.
It becomes about joining our gifts instead of wrestling with each other's patterns.
Yes. We have a thank you. I appreciate the comments so much. A thank you for the show today. We really appreciate listening and being a part of the oneness. Nellie, Dot, and Janet. Thank you, ladies. Thank you very much. It really does help because, you know, Russell and I are just talking our little hearts out here, and we need to know if we're touching you, if our aura is connecting with yours, if we do have oneness happening. I feel expanded when I do the show, but I would like to know who I'm touching. That really is nice.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to talk a little bit more about the meditation. You've mentioned the Wednesday night, and I've mentioned the morning meditations. We do meditate on Tuesday and Thursday nights here. when the houses feel clear, they form a synergy. They let all their auras, they may not meditate at the same time, but when their house is in synergy, is clear, where all their energy fields are touching, then I gather up all the heart energies in those big light spaces of oneness, join them all together, and the oneness feeling from that is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, I can, whatever is needed in the universe at that time and is called for, they may say they want unification, or they may want purification, or they may want transformation, or any number of energies that could be called on that's needed on our planet at any one time. Comfort was the one that was asked for this last time I meditated. But, you know, it's not that we might not have grown and ready to manifest huge comfort, but maybe we have a lot of facets that are building to a big comfort and
right.
can join all those together. Again, the different heart gifts make up the oneness.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any more emails?
Well, you said that was the
okay.
one.
You have one? Okay. This is from Pamela in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. My husband just came back from, didn't you come back from Madison? From Madison. Okay. And he came back and said that we here in North Carolina had 28 degrees that morning, and we got a little colder than they did in Madison. And we had a guest visiting us from South Dakota,
mm-hmm.
and it was colder here yesterday morning than it was.
Wow.
I think the weather is flip-flopping. This is from Pamela in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. How can we be in oneness with people who are not seeking light? Very good question. I'm glad we answered that. All right, or are going to answer that. All right, Pamela. How can we be in oneness with people who are not seeking light? Again, I go back to my contributions and resonances. Maybe they're not actually focusing on growing their energies and expanding them into their aura and letting their auras connect, the energies connect. Maybe they're not focusing on that. Maybe they've pulled their aura in. You know, when I visited Atlanta, last time I visited there, I sat in a place in a Whole Foods grocery store just because I wanted to see how people were interacting in the city. And I was just kind of appalled how it wasn't that they were dim lights. It was just that they pulled their auras in around them for protection.
Uh-huh.
We have to learn how to let our aura go out
mm-hmm.
to be oneness. We have to be let it expand so it can touch. And the more the big auras or the small but and little and big ones, but the more they touch.
Right.
The more they touch, the more you're going to have oneness, because oneness is that touching of our auras, of our energies that go over all kinds of spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to add to that?
Yeah. Her question was phrased, you know, how can we be in oneness with people who aren't reaching out, I think. You know, it depends on your definition of people. Is people all the crazy things that human beings do, or as people, the heartful pieces of us that all want something more? Because even in the most shut down person, somewhere in there's a little spark of light that wants to be part of that bigger oneness, or the person would be gone. If there was no light, there would be nothing to make a person. So there are parts of people, their nasty habits and patterns that you don't necessarily want to join with, but there is a spark of light in everybody, and if you can feel that they fit into the puzzle somehow, then you can see them as part of oneness.
Yes. We have a couple more thank yous that just came in. This is from Jen, your wife, Russ.
Mm-hmm.
Says, thank you for today. It reminds me of the divine circle of which I am a part, and that my gifts are your gifts and our gifts, and so on. Thank you, Jen. This is from Cynthia in Charlotte, North Carolina. Thank you for the work you are doing. We appreciate that. A lot of gratitude.
A lot of gratitude.
That must be a big one we can connect in synergy with and spread our synergy out then to oneness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's wrap it up.
Okay. We have enjoyed being with you again. We want you to remember to let your heart matter. Remember the growth supports that we talked about that you can get, the spiritual energy cycles, the journey to ultimate spirituality if you like books. If you want workshops, facing inward, facing outward, talk about growth and manifestation, two different topics. The abundance is simply a healthy giving and receiving cycle, the abundance CD. Remember those. And join us next week. Thank you.